Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting second. The second baseman, Mark Kernaghe. Batting third. The left fielder, John Stone. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dale Alexander. Batting fifth. The center fielder, G. Walker. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Billy Rogel. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Nolan Richardson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Muddy Rule. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Whitehill. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Earl Whitehill. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The third baseman, Billy Sullivan. Batting third. The center fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Lou Fonseca. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting seventh. The second baseman, John Kerr. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Grubb. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Lyons. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Lyons. And now, play ball. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Kernaghe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kernaghe hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Kernaghe reaches second base with a double. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone strikes out. Two outs. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander takes first base on ball four. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan bunts towards third. Richardson fields it and throws to first for the out. Blue moves to second. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Blue scores. Reynolds moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Reynolds. The throw from Rule and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Reynolds scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, White Sox. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca takes first base on ball four. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitehill fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Nolan Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Rogel trying to get to third. Reynolds throws the ball into Sullivan, who tags Rogel for the out. One out. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule takes first base on ball four. Richardson moves to second. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Richardson scores. Rule moves to second. It's 2-1, White Sox. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-1 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up towards the mound. Lyons catches it and throws to second to double up Rule. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops it up and throws to first, with Whitehill covering, for the out. One out. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Richardson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Grube is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grube hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Koenig hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0-1 in the game. Stone hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards third. Richardson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-0 in the game. Sullivan hits a line drive towards short. Rogel reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a line drive towards short. Rogel reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-1 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Rogel hits a line drive towards short. Appling reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nolan Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Richardson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0 for 1 in the game. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitehill fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fothergill moves to second. Two outs. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Kerr hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fothergill scores. It's 3-1, White Sox. Frank Grube is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grube is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Grube hits a pop-up towards third. Richardson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Rule hits a fly ball into right field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Whitehill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Whitehill for the out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 1 in the game. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Blue hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sullivan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Koenig hits a fly ball into left field. Fonseca settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0 for 2 in the game. Stone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Alexander hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stone moves to second. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 2 in the game. Walker hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-3, Tigers. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rogel strikes out. Two outs. Nolan Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Richardson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Fonseca hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fothergill hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Richardson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Rule hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Whitehill hits a line drive towards third. Sullivan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kerr takes first base on ball 4. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Grubb hits a line drive into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 2 in the game. Lyons hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Koenig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kerr. The throw from Rule and he is safe. Kerr steals second. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sullivan for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Koenig hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Koenig for the out. One out. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Alexander hits a line drive into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fonseca takes first base on ball 4. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitehill fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-3 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitehill fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nolan Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Richardson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Richardson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Grubb is called out on strikes. Two outs. Herb Jeffries pinch hits for Ted Lyons. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries hits a ball on the ground towards third. Richardson fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score. Detroit Tigers, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.